Phoenix Audio presents
The Modigliani Scandal by Ken Follett. In a modern thriller, the hero generally saves the world. Traditional adventure stories are more modest. The central character merely saves his own life, and perhaps the life of a faithful friend or a plucky girl. In less sensational novels, the middlebrow, well-told narratives that have been the staple diet of readers for more than a century, there is less at stake, but still a character's efforts, struggles, and choices determine his destiny in a dramatic fashion. I don't actually believe that life is like that. In reality, circumstances quite beyond our control usually determine whether we live or die, become happy or miserable, strike it rich, or lose everything. For example, most rich people inherit their money. Most well-fed people simply have the luck to be born in an affluent country. Most happy people were born into loving families, and most miserable people had crazy parents. I'm not a fatalist, nor do I believe that everything in life is blind chance. We do not control our lives the way a chess player controls his pieces, but life is not roulette either. As usual, the truth is complicated. Mechanisms beyond our control, and sometimes beyond our understanding, determine a person's fate, yet the choices he makes have consequences, if not the consequences he anticipated. In The Modigliani Scandal, I try to write a new kind of novel, one that would reflect the subtle subordination of individual freedom to a more powerful machinery. In this immodest project, I failed. It may be that such a novel cannot be written. Even if life is not about individual choices, perhaps literature is. What I wrote, in the end, was a light-hearted crime story in which an assortment of people, mostly young, get up to a variety of capers, none of which turns out...